Happy Friday, everybody. This is Oz Respis. So glad you can join me again on another episode of The Wizard's World. Today is September 3rd, 2019, and hope you are having a terrific Friday. No baby yet. Expecting my first child any day now, but our induced date got pushed back another Monday. So, but he could come between now and then, so we'll keep you up to date with that one. Today, I want to talk about niche marketing and give you guys a few tips along the way if you guys have a specific niche that you're in, whether you have a Shopify store, e-commerce store, hell, if you're even doing affiliate marketing for a specific niche. Just going to help you out, give my little tricks and little advice that will help you out with getting, you know, some of those conversions, some of that money off the internet. In addition to that, I'm going to be talking about a interesting topic that happened this past week on, I guess you could say, in the news, and how it kind of affected a specific niche. And I thought that was kind of very interesting of certain things that I saw in certain areas. And, you know, it just goes to show you that, you know, if you really paid attention to certain topics or things of that nature, it could help you out, put money in your business, all that and more. And stick around. This is the Wizard's World. Welcome back to the Wizard's World. I'm your host, Oz Respis, aka the Wizard they call Oz, and wanted to get right into this topic. So before I dive into the whole giving you guys the tips for the niche marketing, some people say niche, however you want to phrase it. Something that if you follow me on social media, on Twitter, it's at Adon Azriel, AdonAzriel. Or if you follow my stories on any other platform, you see that I started to do, I got really bored one day, and I noticed on Twitter that what was trending on, unfortunately, there was the deaths that was going through with the whole vaping. And any time that the president is involved, you know, obviously it's going to be affecting anything, you know, any ways, you know, means of life. Happened with the stock market a few times, you know, looking past the distractions, so to speak. You know, I'd like to see what's going on with the rest of the world out there. So I just happened to be looking into just vaping because it was trending on Twitter. So I was like, okay, you know, if it's trending on Twitter, I'd like to see what it's doing as far as how the trend's going on Google. Now, if you don't know by now, Google Trends is a very great secret hidden tool that you should be using, or you can use for internet marketing, so to speak, and especially if you're doing SEO or things of that nature. You know, you can get different topics and different subjects just by using Google Trends. And what I did was I just happened to put in vaping at the time. I just wanted to see what was going on. And if you give me one second here. Okay, so vaping was I wasn't looking so much about the topics because, you know, for topics wise, I'm going to backtrack for a second. What's happening right now is apparently there's going to be banning on vapes. Now, I've seen something like this before the 2016 election, and I kind of used this to an advantage, a psychological advantage in my marketing, so to speak, for a company that I was doing some work with at the time. So, you know, I just happened to say, okay, if you are in If you're doing any affiliate marketing or you have a Shopify store or any type of store that has to do with the e-cigarettes or the vaping, chances are you made a lot of money this past week, or you're in the process of making a killing online through internet marketing. Why? Because the supply and demand is going to go through the roof. It's going to go crazy, crazy, crazy. People are going to stock up. They're going to take their advantage on any type of promotion going on. That's what I was saying this past week. I'm like, ew, it was insane just to see what was happening. It was so bad that I took it one step further and went to Google's Keyword Planner. And through the Keyword Planner, I just put in vaping and the word wasn't even showing. I was like, wow, this is some shit, because I'd never seen that before. You wonder, obviously with Google trying to go through and clean up their queries and things of that nature for a friendlier search engine, so to speak, search engine environment, vaping wasn't even coming up. So obviously, you have your, if you're in the game, you have your tools. So using one of my tools, just put in vaping, and I found that it was still going crazy. I even went through Ahrefs, put it in, and I think at the time it was, the volume was at 810,000 searches. The volume was insane organically. There was not much competition at all. And now on Friday, I'm looking at it. It's very, very interesting. It's so funny because I just put in vaping for the search term, and I'm going to put in for just the past 12, let's say. I'll say the past 12 months. For the past 12 months, the search term vaping, it averaged maybe about 15. Yeah, it averaged at about 15 until this past week, where it shot up to 100. And that's an interest over time. So I'm just saying it goes from 15 to 100. Can you imagine? If you were in that specific niche, if you were marketing in that specific niche of how your demand went really, really high, and it takes you one step further, it can even show you the interest of regions that it's being talked about the most, especially from an organic standpoint. And if you're looking for any specific topics, to bring back some traffic to your specific brand or site. There you have all that right here. You can talk about all the stuff. I mean, hell, you can even try to defend it as much as possible. Good luck, but it's a lot easier for you to just try to get some type of traffic going back to your site or your specific email campaigns. And not for nothing, this is not it's a terrible, terrible, terrible thing. I don't really. I've gone through my dark times. Yes, I've had cigarettes, things of that nature, but I quit smoking a long, long time ago. But I know that it's something that not only that we all know it affects people, but it's, something that helps people out as well. They have to find some type of alternative to help out, with their stress and their dark times and their troubles. Like, I get it. I'm not gonna sit up here and judge people like that. And I'm just saying, hey, for those that are not just looking at it for the buck or whatever, if you're in that specific market, I just know you made a killing this past week. Vape is through the roof and I know organically, I think it was like it's between 30. I know this is a big number, but between 30 and 70,000 organic traffic, that's pretty impressive for the store that is owning the top spot for vaping shop. I did a little more research on that. I just went through Ahrefs and I was just like, oh, okay. They're killing it right now. Kudos to them. I hope they took advantage of just the simplest thing, it's
always about being blindsided, and I talk a little bit more about being blindsided later on in the show, how you can use some of this to your advantage as far as from a marketing perspective, a marketing standpoint. You know, people don't realize that in this day and age, everything is a process. There's a reason, and behind all that, there has to be there's always some type of strategy on specific things. You know, it's not something that I like to get personal with when it comes to the whole political thing, but I just feel like when you have something like this happen, you know, I like to look at it and say, okay, if I'm a person that is just doing this from an internet marketing perspective, and I do know that, sure, I'm not a big fan of the whole smoking thing, but I do realize that there are people out there that vape, and they, you know, want to partake in it. That's fine, to each their own. I'm going to market to them. I am going to help them fix their needs. So how do I do that? Well, if I had a Shopify store, e-commerce store, anything to market to them, I pretty much succeeded this past week. I definitely know I succeeded. And talk about that a little more later on in the show. But I just wanted to point out that vaping this past week helped out that specific niche and all the sub-niches that really come with you know, e-cigarettes and things of that nature. So kudos and props to you guys all. You know, congratulations. You pretty much got a free endorsement from the president. So when we come back, I'm going to talk about some tips that you should know when it comes to the niche marketing. Stay tuned. All on the Wizard's World. Welcome back to the Wizard's World. This is your host, Oz Respis, aka the Wizard they call Oz. So, niche marketing tips. When you need to know, you know, you try to get started, you have a specific website, let's say you bought something and you don't know how to get started on it, from a marketing perspective. This is going to be my tricks of the trade, what's worked out for me. And I get along the way, I'm going to talk about some personal case studies and some success stories that helped me out with my conversions and how I was able to get a specific post like viral and things of that nature. So I'm going to maybe use the vapes for an example through this whole segue. So let's just say you have a variety of vapes, or you have a vape shop, so to speak, that is available for the time being. your typical consumer, they can have a hard time deciding which to choose, especially with everything going to be running out, if they don't have their go-to already. So as a consumer, it's easy to get overwhelmed with everything that's obviously thrown at you really sudden. Whether these hundreds of vapes or any type of product lining up on the market shelves, you know, or billboards, posters, you're going to see it all. Okay, everything is really thrown at them right now, especially with it's about to be banned. We'll see. So consumers are becoming more wary about the advertising as well, you know, especially now that they're already aware that it's more knowledgeable to some markets and things are going to be changing. You know, with that increased intelligence and awareness of the consumers, the best marketers, you know, they've tried shifting mainstream strategies into something that's more focused, direct, and sincere. They need to get that sale. So, you know, if you're doing a specific marketing for vaping, you know, that's the big buzz that the consumer would want to invest in. They want to see it, you know what I mean? So I'm going to give you some of my tips that I think will help you out with your marketing plan and using the vaping for example. So your consumer still vapes, or they are in the process of trying to, whatever, they're supporting you even though they know that the ban might be coming. Don't be afraid to celebrate uniqueness. When it comes to marketing for your specific niche, uniqueness is something that is celebrated instead of being feared. Okay? Right now, there's fear out there. So you have to be different. You have to market something different. Normal strategies look like whatever is trending, what's in the market right now. You have to try to find these specific things, just cater to your audience and your different subgroups. They all have this one thing in common. You'll get your sales, believe me, and it might open up to more doors. They seed out to all the camaraderies and try to form strategies based on these things. I'm talking about different internet marketers. So that is why, you know, you have your TV commercials, your promos, they can be blasted into a larger audience. And these market materials, you know, they're crafted based on the common needs and the desires of the particular target group. So with, you know, marketing with your specific niche, uniqueness is celebrated. The more defined and certain you are to your subgroup is, the better. To succeed with internet marketing with your specific niche, you know, like vaping, therefore, you should look at differentiating the factor as something you can look to as your advantage. You know, so like I said, using Google Trends, I put in vaping, and it gave me all these related queries and different topics that are starting to surface or break out. You know, it gives you, you know, different type of factors that you can use to your advantage. Speak their language. And I'm not talking about the people that are talking down on your specific market. It starts with not being afraid to speak a certain way. It's really true. Speaking that way in a marketing technique is another story altogether. You don't want to do that. If you want to succeed in your strategies as an internet marketer or anything that you're doing with your business, you have to know and understand what your target audience knows best. That's what you're catering to. That's, you know, what you're trying to really get into the minds of. So, okay, if you, let's say you want to use the fear factor, okay, you want to put in FOMO, then how can you change that to a point of, you know, it sucks that I'm using this as an example, but I think it'll be a lot easier because it's on people's minds. So if you're going to use the fear aspect of vaping to your advantage, and you have all these related queries that's starting to come out there, you know, this is an interesting article piece or a different content piece that you can put together to get people to convert sales. How are you going to convert sales by vaping? That's up to you. You know, you can say, have you heard the news, or, you know, on sale now, buy one, get something half off, however you want to play it out. You know, there are so many different advantages of taking this. And even still, for people that are not even vaping, let's just say you're trying to help people get off vaping. You know, if you have a product that is kind of on their level, so to speak, I don't know what could be matched into vaping. I can't tell you. I don't know. CBD oil. Okay, let's just go there. Let's say you're trying to do like CBD oil. You know, you're trying to do a versus. You can do a versus content. You know, there's related queries that you can favor that might affect them in the negative SEO terms. You know, there's so many different ways that you can speak a specific language to your target audience and still get that converting. You know, just come together and find out a way to communicate and react to certain things. You have to speak the same language as your audience. even if you already targeted the right niche to market to, if you don't communicate the way that they like it, it'll be very hard for you to reach them. Trust me. And there's a whole community out there that literally will follow, you know, they know what they're talking about because, again, everybody wants to be involved. So, you know, just listen to your audience. For the internet marketing strategy that you're going to use for your niche, you know, in order for it to be effective, you have to be armed not only with the right message, but also with the right way of sharing that message. When we come back, I'm going to talk about constantly being innovative. Stick around. This is the Wizard's World. Welcome back to the Wizard's World. This is your host, Oz Respis, aka the Wizard they call Oz. Been talking about niche marketing, using the vapes as an example, since that was a big topic this week. And again, if you missed the first part of the segment, I talked about how you should, if you're in the vaping niche right now, this has been probably the best week for you to market out to your people and for you to make a really great return, only because of the announcements made through the unfortunate deaths of the people that have passed from the vaping. You know, they're going to be banning them, apparently, or talking about banning them. So obviously sales for you is going to be going through the roof. And I know something similar to this, why I used something like this to my advantage a few years ago. And that's what I want to talk about with this section when being innovative. My portion of being innovative for this specific campaign, I just wanted to do something psychological and different. Well, it was damn sure going to be different because, number one, I didn't have a content team at the time, and I damn sure didn't have anybody give me any type of script or verbiage to put together. You know, I didn't know what I was going to be putting in this post, but for some reason, I was thinking of the, you know, anytime that you're watching a trailer. And that's what this was. It was a teaser trailer for a specific product. And I just kept thinking about not the trailers of today, but more so the trailers, you know, back in the day when the guy would say, like, coming soon to a theater near you. I was thinking on the complex of that. In addition, there was, like, some guy's voice in there that was kind of sounded raspy, too. So it kind of worked hand in hand. So, you know, just didn't have any content written out for me. And it's just like, you know what? Fine. Just use my psychological, sales points of, you know, what, when, where, why, and, you know, how, putting keywords in specific places, and not only that, but getting my specific target audience down. You know, it was a win-win. It was so innovative. It was very cool. It was actually my first big breakthrough that I was like, holy crap, like, you know, if you do something a specific way, you know, you'll start to, you know, this shit works. So that was my first big breakthrough. And actually putting together a webinar that, if you're really interested with learning how to do that, and not only do that, but you know, drive traffic that specific way, you know, feel free to head over to my website, ozrespis.com, sign up for my PDF, and look out for the email. Just join my email list, look out for that email talking about that specific webinar. But it was innovative because it was different. It's different from what there is out on the market right now. in that specific niche, and they already had a following, so it was fresh. It was something that that specific audience was pretty much asking for, and we kind of answered it right there and getting a lot of hopes up, and people were engaging, and it was really, really cool to see that. So being constantly innovative, say if you manage to get the right tone of voice and the way you communicate to that particular niche, it doesn't end there. Marketing can exists to drive goodwill. It always does, as much as profits. So you have to ensure your marketing strategies are sustainable. It's very important. This might mean you have to recognize that, okay, yes, your strategy may be applicable at the moment, but the world changes ever so rapidly. You have to constantly innovate in order to keep your consumers interested. I know for a fact that, that specific company at the time, I threw so many new ideas because I knew that this was on the verge of everything really starting to take off, that it was their first beginning, and I got them the following that they wanted and asked for. And this was international too. This was a big deal. Got them the American following that they were requesting and wanted, but in order to keep that momentum going, there was a delay, and it was, not being driven in the direction that I was requesting or was suggesting to. And years later, I've seen so many different hurdles with this company, and really cool thing about it is they actually picked up really good friends of mine that they are now working with, great company, great marketing company, I should say, down in Fort Lauderdale. I did work for them as well. I worked with them in the past, so I know, where they're coming from. Very funny. It was actually, I want to say I worked with that company first before I did the project, which was very funny. So there was in between that little gap, there was definitely something there that I did projects with them first with a wine country, a wine distribution out in California, and then this one, another company. But getting off topic, just being innovative, innovation is key. It is key to sustainability, and even when you're targeting a specific audience through your niche, this is just acceptable to them. They get it. If you would keep on being consistent with your specific audience and more to follow. That's what search engines, that's what social media, that's what internet marketing is pretty much all about, is you're marketing to a specific audience with that specific niche. And it doesn't matter, if you're going to get into a big market, there are thousands of micro and sub micro or sub niche markets that you can attend to. The internet is so open that you have so much opportunity. So anybody that was doing anything that has to do with vaping, whether it be a t-shirt, they made profit. They made profit. They made a lot of profit. So don't be afraid to get involved in internet marketing for those that don't know where to even get started, because you can just start with your passion. What are you really capable of doing? And I guarantee you, if you just stick to that specific thing, you're fine. You will be fine. With that being said, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of The Wizard's World. Be sure, again, if you are interested in any of my webinars or tutorials or courses, head over to ozrespice.com. I have two courses that are on sale now with your on-page SEO pretty much how you would set up your pages on the websites. And I actually have my off page or my traffic generator, my web traffic generator, that will not only create conversions for me quicker than you will see rankings, organic traffic, but it also helps boost your organic traffic as well. That is called the Wizard's Ranking Strategy. Both are on sale now. Head over to ozrespis.com and get that information. I really hope that you enjoyed today's episode again. I thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you have a great weekend. Take care.